Guys, when your woman comes knocking on the door of your love room, she's hoping to find you there. So when she discovers that a room is empty and you aren't where you were, say, the hour before or the night before, she can become confused and hurt and feel as if somehow you've gone away. When you notice her looking at you sort of bewildered and asking, "What's wrong?" remind yourself that it's likely you're not in your love room, but she's in one of hers. She's not trying to criticize you for where you are. She's just trying to make a connection. Then you have two choices, guys. You can make a quick visit to your love room, if that works for you, shifting into love mode for just a minute to give her a hug or say something sweet. Or you can let her know that you're in a different room of your consciousness at the moment, thinking about work or concentrating on driving, whatever, and that you'll try to meet her in your love room a little later. Are you beginning to understand how differently men and women see themselves when it comes to love? This contrast has its source in the way we each value ourselves as a human being. Women define and value themselves by how successfully they love and relate. Men define and value themselves by how successfully they achieve and accomplish. Big difference, right? How did men and women get to be this way? The reasons are sociological and cultural, and they go back thousands of years. Simply put, in more primitive times, a man's value was measured on his ability to hunt and provide his family or group with food, his ability to defend himself and those he was responsible for, and his standing in the tribe or community. His success at these tasks literally meant life or death for him and those he loved. And you know, still today, society judges men on how much money they make or how high up on the ladder of success they've climbed, on what they achieve. A woman in primitive times, on the other hand, was valued for very different characteristics. Her ability to take care of a man and their children. Her ability to emotionally and sexually satisfy him and thereby keep him interested enough to continue providing for her and protecting her. Her success at these tasks also had life or death consequences. For females that didn't please men and win their favor had no way to take care of themselves and ultimately would perish. Now, isn't it becoming clear why women put love first? We've done it for thousands of years. Our very survival depended on it. We've learned to maintain a continual awareness of the state of our love life, doing our best to make sure everything's okay, that there aren't any problems we're overlooking, that our partner is still happy with us. So when things are good in our relationship, we feel good about ourselves. And when they're not, we feel unsettled and insecure. This explains a secret all women know about ourselves. No matter how smoothly things are going in our professional life or with our projects and interests, if there's a problem in our intimate relationship, we're miserable. We could be having a fantastic day at the office, but if things are bad at home, it ends up feeling like a bad day, right, ladies? It doesn't even have to be a substantial problem. Maybe we just had a little argument with our husband the night before, but that will be enough to make our heart ache all day long, in spite of whatever accomplishments we experience at work. I must confess that I've experienced this time and time again in my own life. I could be having the most exciting day, doing a TV show, promoting a new book, or giving a seminar to thousands of people, but if there's some lack of harmony in my relationship with my partner, it's really difficult for me to fully feel the joy of my achievements. Why? Because like many women, I define myself so strongly by the big part of my love pie, the content of my heart, and the state of love in my life. The truth is that all the applause or book sales or attention in the world can't remove the sadness I feel when my mate and I aren't as connected as I want to be. Most men experience the opposite of this phenomenon. If things are wonderful with their love life, but they're having a bad day at work, it's difficult for them to feel good. Why? Because men also tend to define themselves by the big part of their love pie. Only in the case of men, it's their achievements in their career, their accomplishments in the world.